Well, good call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Last weekend, believe it or not, there were a bunch of us down in Florida, and I know some of you live in spots warm where we are, but coming from the north, I guess you can consider Ohio north, but it feels north when we had snow the weekend prior. It feels like it's chilly again, and it's I know it's spring, so hopefully everybody's got a beautiful day ahead of you, not just weather-wise, but just intention-wise. What I wanted to do first was just sort of give a brief recap about a couple of things that were highlights for me last weekend at the Underwood LYL event. It was a Friday night and all-day Saturday event, and I know that everybody who was there probably had some awesome nuggets that they would love to share as well. But for those of you on the team who have not yet met Sarah Scherer, I think that's how you pronounce her last name. It's S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H-E-R-E-R. She is the nutritionist that's working with the Shaklee Pure Performance team, and she's doing a lot of the blog posting for Shaklee. She is absolutely phenomenal. She knows her stuff. She's got a lot of detail about what's going on with the Shaklee products. And so if you haven't been following the blog and you need some Shaklee difference information, she's the person to go to. She has absolutely fantastic info. And I know that you'll really enjoy hearing that and reading that and being able to share that with your customers. Eli Bremer was also there this past weekend, and he was able to share some really interesting personal stories. I don't know that everybody has heard his personal iron story, where he had a massive iron deficiency, and the Shaklee Iron Plus C was the only product to bring his numbers up to count. There's a lot of people who've actually had that challenge because iron is a very, when it's in the synthetic form, is very challenging for the body to absorb. And so people end up with massive, massive doses. They end up constipated and having all sorts of other problems. And yet their iron numbers aren't never changed. Like, they don't get their iron counts where they need to get them. Whereas the Shaklee product is natural. You use a very a much smaller dose because you absorb it, and it really does change your health. And so Eli shared his personal story around that and a story with his son that related to that, which was a pretty powerful story. So for those of you who are interested in some of that, you might want to go online and find some of Eli's conversations and stories that he shared, because he has absolutely shared that before. This was just the first time I had an opportunity to hear it. We also heard from Tony and Paul Banner, who are key coordinators in the Shaklee organization, and they talked about lifestyle. And what I wanted to point out here is, you know, so many people think you have to get to master coordinator, you have to get to senior master or presidential master in order to have lifestyle. And Tony and Paul are key coordinators, and I don't want to minimize that rank in any way, shape, or form, because it's a fabulous rank. You've done a lot of work to build that business and build that team. And yet Tony and Paul have been able to travel the world. Paul was able to retire early. He was a judge. He was able to retire early. They own two homes in Canada and one down in Naples, Florida. And they really do embody and embrace what the word lifestyle means. They live life on their own terms. And being at the Shaklee Key Coordinator rank, which is roughly $92,000 to $100,000 a year, that gave them the flexibility and the income to be able to live life on their own terms. And so, you know, sometimes people go, well, gosh, I don't know that I want to be a master. And I'm not sure why somebody wouldn't want to be a master, but I know there's folks who don't. But key coordinator, executive coordinator, all of the ranks in Shaklee, when you think of that as extra money coming into your pocket, into your life, it really can make a difference. And then I had an opportunity to speak also, and the Underwoods had asked me to talk about mindset. And I just want to share one nugget about that, and then we'll dive into some of the other topics for today. One of the things that was just a thought that had been coming up for me quite a bit here lately, especially in all of the conversations I have with team members, is that we have to remember that our mind is like a garden. We're either going to have a garden that's full of weeds, or we're going to have this beautiful flower garden or vegetable garden, whatever type of a garden you'd like to think of it as. But it's up to us on a daily basis to make sure that the things that we're putting into our mind is helping the world and not hurting us. And too often people are saying negative things to themselves all day, every day. I mean, I hear it in coaching calls with people all the time. They'll say things like, well, it's not going to work for me, or I have no builders on my team. I can't sponsor enough people each month. And those are negative thoughts that once we start to speak them out loud and continue to say them over and over and over again, it truly impacts us for the long haul. And that's where all of the weeds start to grow in our garden, and we need to make sure that we are tending that garden on a daily basis. So I just wanted to give you a couple of recaps from the weekend. I know that, you know, we all know how important going to events are. Going to events really do change our mindset. So whenever you have an opportunity to go to an event, whether it's one of the Team Glacken things that we do in the Chicagoland area, whether it's one of the Underwood events down in Florida, whether it's the Global Conference, I highly recommend that we are all at as many events as we possibly can be, because that's really what keeps our head in the game and keeps us moving forward. There's new information. Even if you walk away from each event with just one nugget of information that changes your business, it's worth it. And I came home with pages and pages of notes, and on the airplane ride home, I was actually going through my notes and organizing them and sort of thinking everything through and what I wanted to take away from the weekend. And that's what most people do after they've gone to an event like that. So just remember, put yourself in those environments for growth. Now, before I dive into the topic for today, which actually is follow-up, I want to just touch on a book that I've been reading. It's called 1 Million Followers, How I Built a Massive Social Following in 30 Days, and it's by Brendan Kane. Now, this book, there's a lot of great things in the book. There's a lot of goofy things in the book. But the thing that I wanted to just share with you guys today was, you know, when we think about online and you know, this online world has changed everybody's perception of a lot of different things. It's how people buy differently these days. It's how people connect differently these days. And this is not something, you know, if you look 10, 15 years ago, none of us were talking about social media. We didn't even know what it was. And now it's such a hot topic and people want to know, how do I build a business online? What do I do online? And I actually worked with a millennial yesterday. We were working with working on how she's going to present herself on Instagram and how she's going to present herself on LinkedIn and all of these different places. And it's just a whole new world out there. So I've been reading as much as I can on social media. And so this is one of the books that I picked up. And the person who wrote the book has done just a lot of creation of audiences for celebrities. And so he actually helps them create their audience and sort of craft their image online. But one of the number one things that I've gotten from this book is that it's all about giving. It's about giving information. It's about helping people. So when you go online and you look at your posts, whether you're looking at your Facebook posts or you're looking at your LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you are, what are you giving back to people? Are you a role model? Are you an inspiration? Are you giving them health tips? Are you helping them with recipe ideas? What are you giving back? Because it is all about giving. The more you give, the more followers you'll have because they're getting something from you that's of value. And it can't just be shackly, shackly, shackly. You can't just be posting, you know, a picture of a product and a picture of another product and then your website and then another picture of a product and another picture of a website, because all that's doing is saying, buy from me. That's not giving value. And so I know a lot of us, especially I'm going to say us because I feel like I'm in that older category at 52 years old. I didn't grow up with social media. It's not second nature for me. Actually, the person, the millennial I was on the phone with yesterday, we actually had a LinkedIn expert doing the Zoom call with us. And the LinkedIn expert is 32 years old, and he was saying that he's in the older market in this day and age and in this world and in this social media realm. And so at 32, he's in the older category, so I can only imagine, I guess, at 52, I'm in the ancient category. But a lot of us don't know how to present ourselves online, and yet we want to tap into that. And the only piece of advice I can give you is do some planning around it. Don't just slap things out there, you know, just throw pictures up or throw things up onto your wall. Really think it through, get a plan of action. Maybe you're going to post twice a week on Facebook and you're going to put a recipe one time and a Shackley tip another time. Or maybe you're going to put an inspirational quote and then something about Shackley. I don't know. And actually, that's not the way to do it. You're supposed to do every 8 posts should be about Shackley. So I'm giving bad advice off from the get-go here. So every 8 posts should be about Shackley. But you have to plan that out. You have to think that through. What is that going to look like? What the LinkedIn gentleman shared with me, and this book has also shared, is that each one of the social media sites has a different audience and it has a different purpose. So Instagram is all about image. And so Instagram really is about personal pictures more than motivational quotes, whereas Facebook can be more about motivational quotes. So once again, you want to step back, think through your audience. LinkedIn is more of a business-to-business type of an environment, and it's where people are looking for jobs. It's where people are looking for professional information. And so that's not the place to be slapping stuff up there that's all about buy from Shackley, buy from Shackley. That's a place to put up information that would draw people in as far as how you could help them. So what value do you bring to the table? You can bring them nutrition advice. You can help them with the stress in their life. You can help them sleep better, have more energy, you know, all of those types of things. So I'm going to say it again. It's about having an understanding of who's on these different social media sites and what the purpose is of those sites. So I just want to read one section to you that was under the Be Relevant topic in this book. In this topic, he talks about popular content that gets shared often can be grouped into 5 categories. So you might want to jot this down. The popular content that gets shared often can be grouped into 5 categories. Inspirational, motivational, and aspirational, that's the first category. The second category is political and news. The third category is entertainment. The fourth category is comedian. And the fifth is pets. So those five categories are what get shared the most in social media. So he goes on to say in here, whether or not your brand is directly connected to these types of content, you can use them to your advantage. By finding a way to link your message to what is already popular, you can increase your views and shares. So you just want to think about that. Let that ruminate a little bit. I think that inspiration, motivation, and aspiration really does tie directly into our business opportunity and what we provide from a business perspective, but also from a health perspective. When you think about how people can utilize our products to gain better health, a lot of people are so inspired when somebody loses weight or they start working out consistently or they've got more energy or, you know, all of the things that the Shaklee products can provide. From an entertainment perspective, we can do funny little clips and you can do funny little things, and there are little funny quotes out there. There are funny little cartoons that you can pick up that are related to health and fitness and even, you know, owning your own business. So just sort of think some of that through and see if that's relevant and if that makes a difference for you. I thought that that was pretty powerful, and it really, it's been making me think a lot, and I've been thinking a lot about social media and trying to figure out sort of my plan of action for all of the different social media sites that I'm on. And hopefully we will have an opportunity to have some social media experts come on and speak to us in the future on one of our Saturday calls. I'm working on that right now. So the topic of today, so we're going to totally do a switch here. So I did a recap of the weekend last weekend. I talked about the book, 1 Million Followers, and just, again, the name of the book is 1 Million Followers, How I Built a Massive Social Following in 30 Days by Brendan Kane, K-A-N-E, in case anybody wants to pick up that book. And like I said, there's good stuff in it, and there's some really goofy stuff in there. So just, you know, I'm pulling out the nuggets that are of importance that can help us in the business. But what I thought I would talk about today is follow-up, because in a lot of my conversations with folks on the team, what I'm running across is that people are not following up in a timely manner. And they're also not following up with a consistency and a process, so to speak, so that they know what the next steps are. So when you think about business partners, and we're going to start there and we'll move into customers, but business partners, it is absolutely critical. When you have shared the business opportunity with someone who's interested in our business model, it is absolutely critical to go back to them within 24 to 48 hours. If we don't touch back with them within 24 to 48 hours, we're going to lose them. We're going to lose for sure their excitement because they're excited. They've just heard the information. They're in the moment. We're going to lose that. But people talk themselves out of signing up, buying a success pack, building a business. All somebody has to do is go home and tell one of their friends or family members, you know, hey, I'm thinking about doing the Shaklee business. And that friend or family member is either going to be positive or negative. If that person is negative, then that's going to also talk the person out of building a business. They'll think, well, gosh, my best friend or my husband or my wife doesn't think this is a good idea. I'm not going to do that. And that's fine, you know, that those conversations happen because, you know, when somebody's thinking about building the business, they're going to talk to people. But if we can get on the phone with them quickly enough, so let's just say you do a business presentation with a gentleman, he's excited, he's motivated, and for whatever reason, he doesn't sign up. He says, you know, I'm just going to go home and think about it, talk to my wife. He goes home, talks to his wife, and his wife says, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're going to do that. When you call back within 24 hours, you're going to hear the hesitancy in his voice. He might say, gosh, I'm just not sure. You're going to be able to ask questions and very pointed questions. You know, so what happened between yesterday's excitement and today when you sound a little bit hesitant? And you're going to hear from him, you know, probably, well, you know, I came home and shared this with my wife, and my wife said, gosh, this is the dumbest thing you've ever thought of doing. And so then you can dive into that and dissect that and say, well, you know, has she ever experienced somebody who's built a network marketing business before? Does she know anyone who's been successful in Shaklee? Does she know anyone who's been unsuccessful? You know, you can dive into all the different questions that would really help form that, whatever that opinion was that he made based on the conversation he had with his wife. If you wait, let's say a week or 2 weeks, what's going to happen is that person will be so shut down. So the gentleman, if we use this as the example, that gentleman will be so shut down, he won't even have an inkling of desire to start the business. And really what happens more often than not, unfortunately, is that somebody shares, goes and does the business presentation and comes home and waits for that person to call them back. Now, that may not be anybody on this call because I know we've got a lot of leaders on this call, but too often we're sitting there waiting for the person to call us. We have to be proactive. Most people are not going to be calling us, begging us to start a business. they listen to the presentation. They're sort of seeing that maybe their dreams could be met, that they could really do something successful here in Shackley, and really it could help them build a business and build a team. And they go home and, you know, they go back and maybe watch TV, or they've got life going on. Maybe they go back to work the next day. Life just continues for them. We've got to keep Shackley in front of them. We've got to keep reminding them that this is an opportunity that could change their life, that there was something here that they saw that was really exciting, that was going to change their life, and now we want to move forward to make that happen. So following up within 24 to 48 hours is critical. I was walking through with a business leader yesterday. We were doing some coaching around some of the people that she's been talking to. And so when she's sharing that, she shared the 8-minute video, the health and wealth 8-minute video. People watched the video. She came back and she said, "What did you like best?" They said, "Oh, I'm really interested in the business." And she said, "You know, at that point, I couldn't really remember what the next step was." Well, the next step is to walk them through how they make money. That's the quick money overview. So either you're doing the quick money overview in person by yourself, you're walking them through the 5 ways that they make money. And note how I said 5 ways and no longer 6 ways. Shackley's removing that fast track program for the moment. They're going to be replacing that with a very lucrative, exciting program, but they don't have that in place yet. So right now we've got that $1,000 incentive, but we've updated, and so I'm in the process of getting that re-recorded. So you could walk through those 5 ways that we make money, or you can watch the video. We've got, or it's not really a video, it's a webinar, but it's a recorded webinar that's found over at Glacken Global. And so you can either watch the video or you can walk them through it, whichever you're more comfortable with. If you're brand new, I would recommend using the tools until you get comfortable, because if you're not comfortable with the words and the process, you're going to be so uncomfortable, it's going to make the person you're talking to uncomfortable, and they're not really going to be able to gather the information. So use the tools. They're there for you to use. The third step is that we walk them through a 90-day plan. We get their business up and running. So once they say, you know what, I'm really interested in the business. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about how I can make money. The next step is the 90-day plan. So that's when somebody's interested in the business. If you go back to somebody after they've watched the 8-minute video and you say, what did you like best? And they say, well, gosh, I really am interested in nutrition. I want more energy. I'm really not interested in the business. Okay, that's fantastic. Let's walk you through the information about the products. Now, you might send them a health print so they could actually fill out the health print, and you wouldn't send them home to send them a health print. You would walk them through product and try to close them in person first. But if it's over the phone, you could always send them the health print while you're waiting to meet with them in person. There's a lot of different tools that we offer people, but the key here is that we want to make sure that we're following up in a timely way. Now, let me just brush up on the follow-up for the customers. And for those of you who've been through Glacken U, you know that the process is a fairly structured process. And it really is designed to get you customers that last a lifetime. If you're finding that you have customers come and go, you may not be Shackleyizing them enough up front. And really that Shackleyization, if that's even a word, happens right at the beginning when somebody gets started. So, you know, you've done a presentation with them, they've walked through the products, they say, you know what, I'm going to get started on the Vitalizing plans. They've got Vitalizer and they've got the smoothies. The first step is to call and make sure that their products arrived, and we usually call within the first week from the day you ordered. So if you order on a Saturday, you call them next Saturday to make sure their products arrived. And you're really trying to address any issues that have come up. A couple years ago, there was broken caps coming on the Basic H-squared bottles, and so every Basic H-squared bottle that showed up had a cracked cap, and so we needed to get that replaced. If we weren't doing the follow-up calls within the first week, people would have a bad experience. When their product arrives, it's got a cracked cap. Most people aren't going to call you up and say, hey, I need a new cap, but they're going to be frustrated. They're going to think Shackley didn't give me a quality product. It was a cracked cap. And then there's nobody following up with them, so they don't feel valued as a customer. So we want to call within the first week just to make sure their products arrived. You're not calling to sell them on more product. You're not calling to get them to buy anything else. You're just calling to make sure their products arrived. It's a very quick phone call. The next week, you call to see how they're using the products, because they just got the products last week, so they really haven't had a chance to use them. So now you're calling to see how they're using the products. You want to make sure that they like whatever recipe or the way they're mixing their protein. If they say, gosh, you know, I really can't stomach the protein. Okay, tell me how you're mixing it. What are you doing? Let me give you some ideas. Let me give you some tips. Would you like to trade that out? Would you like to try a different flavor? You know, we want to be proactive in solving the issue, because we want people to consistently use their products so they get the health benefits of why they purchased the product, especially with nutrition. We want to know that they are feeling a difference, that they're taking it consistently. You know, if they got their Vitalizer, if you call them and you say, you know, how are you doing on the Vitalizer? And they go, oh, gosh, I haven't even cracked the box open. Well, we're on week number 2. And you figure, you know, especially if you've got them on an auto ship, they're going to have another box arriving at the 30-day mark. And we want to make sure they're consuming the product, getting the health benefits, or we need to push out that auto ship because we don't want product to pile up in their home. So all of these phone calls are all about solution resolution. You know, it's all about giving them solutions and resolving issues. So if there's a solution that you need to give them for the recipe ideas and how to use the product, that's where we start. If we need to do a resolution, if there's some kind of an issue, you know, there's a cracked cap or there's a, you know, broken bag of Nature Bright in their box, we've got to get a product reordered for them. We've got to get that taken care of. So the third week we call to set up their new member orientation. And please, please, please don't not do the new member orientation. I know that was a double negative, so let me just say this. Let's make sure we're doing new member orientations. New member orientations are your opportunity to re-sit down with somebody and make sure that they see the full Shackley picture again. It's your opportunity to make sure they understand about the business opportunity. It's your chance to talk to them one-on-one about what Shackley offers. You can offer them free product ideas. As far as you know, here, you can get free product if you refer people, or you can get free product if you listen to Shackley.tv videos, or however you're offering free product to your customers. Because we want to get them Shackleyized. We want to make sure they know why these products are so unique and different, why these products stand out apart from every other product out in the marketplace. And we want them to value you as their resource. When you are constantly there for them, you're solving problems for them, you're giving them solutions, that is where they come to rely on their distributor. Now, we know that there's a lot of competition out there, and I've heard a lot of people say to me, well, gosh, you know, people are buying on Amazon. People typically won't buy on Amazon if you've been in touch with them consistently. Because if you've been in touch with them consistently, the minute that they say to you, gosh, I really don't want to pay for shipping anymore, I'm thinking about buying from Amazon, you can solve that problem by paying for shipping for them if you choose to. I've had a couple of customers that have said to me that they are, you know, they would go buy from Amazon, that they appreciate my service, they appreciate me, but that $8.49 makes a difference to them. And so I've given them free shipping. I'm not saying that's a solution for everybody, but for me, that's how I've kept my customers, for those that are frustrated. But I also know, I know that they are frustrated by the shipping because I'm in communication with them. So I just got you up to the week number 3 in the first month where they've set up their new member orientation. Week number 4 is typically where you're placing that next order. So just remember that it's a 4-touch in the first month process. After that, we call them once a month just to check in and see how they're doing. We want to be sending out newsletters that educate them on Shackley. Shackley has a fabulous newsletter in the back office. If you haven't checked it out, it's an e-newsletter. And so you can use that. It's like $8.95 or $14.95 a month. It's very inexpensive. You go in the back office, you set it up, and then those newsletters go out, and you actually get some tracking information on it. And so you get to see what your customers are receiving, who's opening it up, who's reading what, and really valuable information. But I want you to just know that how to find it. So you go to the My Business tab. So once you've logged in, you go to My Business, then you go to Tools. And in the Tools section, scroll down, and it's on the left side, and it actually says Newsletters, and you click that, and it'll walk you through. Now, that is an e-newsletter. And fortunately or unfortunately, emails get opened at about a 12 to 20% open ratio. You may have a higher open ratio than I do, but mine's about 12 to 20%, and the industry standard has always been right around those numbers. One of the ways that you can change that is when you're talking to your customers is let them know that there's an e-newsletter coming, make sure that they're aware of it. But what I've also chosen to do is I've also chosen to do a mailing every 6 to 8 weeks of a mailed newsletter. You can get newsletters from frontrunners.com, or you can get it from Shades Shop. That's S as in Sam, H-A-I-D as in David, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, O, P as in Paul, shadesshop.com or frontrunners.com. They've got newsletters that you can order that are paper newsletters that you can mail out to your customers. I know a lot of us, we say, well, gosh, is it worth the stamp? What I have found over the years is that when I send out a newsletter, that's when the orders come, like about a week afterwards, and it's typically the things that are featured in the newsletter. People do read the newsletters. That doesn't mean everybody's going to read the newsletter, and you can't expect the first time you do a newsletter that all of a sudden you're going to have this spike in all of your sales, because it's a consistency. I've been consistently sending mailings out for a long time, so my customers expect that. So a paper newsletter and an e-newsletter, I think, are really very important. And then once a year, do something really special to recognize your customers, whatever that ends up being for you. Every year, I think it's important to get people the new product guides. I don't really consider that something special. I just consider that something that's part of the business and a cost of doing business. But when we get new product guides each year, is making sure that your customers have access to that and have that. If there's been a price change, if there's new products, that just keeps them up to speed. With the Shaklee gifting program, if you're a Shaklee director or above, you can just put them on their order, their next order. If you're not a Shaklee director, talk to your upline business partner who is your Shaklee director about doing that for your customers. You guys can work out an arrangement around that. But just make sure that all of your customers get a new product guide at least once a year. And then beyond that, do something special. You know, whether it's at Valentine's Day, you send them one little piece of, like a truffle, a piece of chocolate with a little note. Maybe in May, you send out flowers, you know, forget-me-nots for Mother's Day. I don't know. You pick the holiday that you really enjoy. I got a person on the team whose favorite holiday, she loves the pumpkin and harvest time of the year, and so she does something in the fall. She'll do a Thanksgiving thankful card. Do something, though, that lets your customers, especially your good customers, know how much you appreciate them. Over the years, I've done different things. I did gratitude cookies at one point. I've sent out packets of nuts. I've sent out cookies. I've sent out little, I did truffles one year. So just, you know, send out something. And it doesn't have to be food related. It certainly doesn't have to be something unhealthy. I'm not pointing out all these unhealthy things. But do something that lets your customers know how much you appreciate them and how much you value them. Even handwritten thank you notes really go a long way. So how often are you sending out handwritten thank you notes? The recommendation in Glack & You is to thank everybody for every order. So every single order that comes through, we recommend you send out a handwritten thank you note for those. And if you do it as they come through, it's really very simple because it's one or two a day, or maybe four or five a day, or maybe it's only one a week for some folks. There's an investment that we make into our customers to let them know we care about them. And that's the relationship building that keeps them your customer. And also gives you a chance that when you give them a call, that they're willing to answer the phone and talk to you. So I hope that the information today has been helpful. I know it's a little bit of a hodgepodge, you know, talking about the book, the 1 million followers, talking a little bit about last weekend, and then, of course, talking about follow-up. The key here in your Shaklee business is to constantly be evaluating, where do I need to improve to get the results that I'm looking for? If your business is where you want it to be and you're in growth mode, keep doing what you're doing. If your business isn't quite where you want it to be and you're trying to get recharged or trying to figure out what is that, constantly come to the phone calls, the meetings, and find out, get nuggets from people to try and identify what's not working in your business and keep tweaking it. And all the while, make sure that you really value your customers, value your business partners, pour into the people you already have on your team, and keep your mindset in the right place so that you can attract new people. This business has always been about new people. When we talk about follow-up, that's the follow-up side, which is the people we have existing. Keep the existing people you have, but remember, we want to bring new people on board, and that's going to come on board based on your mindset, your thinking, and how you're presenting yourself. I hope you have a fabulous Shaklee day and a fabulous Shaklee weekend. We'll talk to you soon next Saturday. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a blessed weekend. Bye now.